Writing Out the Light on Health Reform, 1867. Diseased minds have a diseased, sickly experience, while a healthy, pure, sound mind, with the intellectual faculties unclouded, will have a sound experience which will be of inestimable worth. The happiness attending a life of well-doing will be a daily reward, and will of itself be health and joy. I was astonished at the things shown me in vision. Many things came directly across my own ideas. The matter was upon my mind continually. I talked it to all with whom I had opportunity to converse. My first writing of the vision was the substance of the matter contained in Spiritual Gifts, Volume 4, and in my 6 articles in How to Live, headed Disease and Its Causes. We were unexpectedly called to visit Allegan to attend a funeral, and then soon left for our eastern journey, 1863, intending to finish my book upon the journey. As we visited the churches, things which had been shown to me in relation to existing wrongs required nearly all my time out of meeting in writing out the matter for them. Before I returned home from the East, I had written out about 500 pages for individuals and for churches. After we returned from the East, I commenced to write Spiritual Gifts, Volume 3, expecting to have a book of a size to bind in with the testimonies which, now, help compose Spiritual Gifts, Volume 4. As I wrote, the matter opened before me, and I saw it was impossible to get all I had to write in as few pages as I had first designed. The matter opened, and Volume 3 was full. Then I commenced on Volume 4, but before I had my work finished, while preparing the health matter for the printers, I was called to go to Monterey. We went, and could not finish the work there as soon as we expected. I was obliged to return to finish the matter for the printers, and we left an appointment for the next week. These two journeys in hot weather were too much for my strength. I had written almost constantly for above 1 year. I generally commenced writing at 7 in the morning and continued until 7 at night, and then left writing to read proof sheets. My mind had been too severely taxed, and for 3 weeks I had not been able to sleep more than 2 hours in the night. My head ached constantly. I therefore crowded into Volume 4 the most essential points in the vision in regard to health, intending to get out another testimony in which I could more freely speak upon the happiness and miseries of married life. With this consideration, I closed up Volume 4 that it might be scattered among the people. I reserved some important matter in regard to health, which I had not strength or time to prepare for that volume, and get it out in season for our 1864 Eastern journey. That which I have written in regard to health was not taken from books or papers. As I related to others the things which I had been shown, the question was asked, "Have you seen the paper The Laws of Life or The Water Cure Journal?" I told them no, I had not seen either of the papers. Said they, "What you have seen agrees very much with much of their teachings." I talked freely with Dr. Lay and many others upon the things which had been shown me in reference to health. I had never seen a paper treating upon health. After the vision was given me, my husband was aroused upon the health questions. He obtained books upon our eastern journey, but I would not read them. My view was clear, and I did not want to read anything until I had fully completed my books. My views were written independent of books or of the opinions of others.